start. Today we're finishing out the first parak of Sheifas. What's going to happen next is I'm going to be doing Chazara Shirim on the whole parak. We're going to see, do the whole parak of Sheifas, and then when you come back from Sukkot, you're going to have a big Bechina on all of, Sheifas, okay? This is it. Big, your first Bechina. You haven't taken a test since... No, since the colonoscopy. This is the last test you had. This is the first test since the colonoscopy. Okay. Which one's worse? Which one's worse? Okay. Yeah. Okay, let's begin. Chagiga Yud Aleph. So we said in the Mishnah, Yud Aleph and Aleph by the bottom. So we said in the Mishnah, Timaeus, very bottom. We said Timaeus and Arias. Here, the list was Avodas, Hataharis, Vahatimaeus, and Arias. They have what to rely on, and they are the Gufei HaTorah. Again, that same phrase, they have what to rely on. That sounds like they're hinted to in the Torah. Michtav Ksiv, what do you mean they have what to rely on? They're explicitly written. Lo, Nitzrecha El Lachadasha Min HaSheretz. Yeah, listen, you're right. Many of the laws of Tumah are written explicitly in the Torah. That's for sure. When the Mishnah said a lot of it has support, we're five lines from the bottom of Yod Aleph and Aleph. By the way, the second half of the Gemara is Chagiga. The first half is Mod Katan.
Here.
Take this one. Lo nitzrecha. Many of the laws of Tumah are explicitly in the Torah, yet when the Mishnah said they have support, right, that support meant only for laws like something, a small size, a dasha, a lentil-sized piece of a sheretz. The halacha that brings Tumah, where lok siva, it's not written explicitly in the Torah, Tanya behem. The Torah says about shrotzim, right, with them. Yachol makulon, it might have been thought that pasuk means that tumah is only if one touches them in their finished state. Tamalomar mehem, from them, that one gets tumah from even a part of them. So again, the halacha, the idea that tumah has support, it has what to rely on, right, as opposed to explicit. Yeah, of course there's explicit sources on Tumah. But rather it's referring to unique halachas, for example, that a dasha size of a sheretz, it can transmit Tumah. Then the Gemara brings up a brisa to back that idea up, where it says, Bahem, with them, that I might have thought that Tumah only goes when you have something complete. Tamalamar mehen. Now you might think that one contracts Tumah even from a small part of it, miktasan, bahem. It has to be something. Okay, so what's an example of bahem? Achiagiu ba miktasan kala. By arguing that a person doesn't get Tumah unless he touches a part of it that's equal to the whole. A part that's equal of the whole. So the combination of mehem bohem teaches you it's got to be something equivalent to its whole. What is that? So the Chachamim ascertain that the shear is ba'adasha, the size of a lentil. Shekein chomet tchila ba'adasha, because the chomet is the size of a lentil at the beginning. A chomet's one of the creepy crawlies mentioned in Vayikra Perek Yud Aleph, and it's pretty small. So chomet, at the beginning of its existence, is the size of a dasha. Rabbi Yehuda says, kuznav halta, like the tail of a lizard. That's what it is. So again, the unique aspect that the Mishnah is referring to when it says Timaeus has what to rely on, it doesn't mean explicit psukim. Timaeus for sure has plenty of explicit psukim. It means something that could be hung on something in the Torah. What is that halacha? It's a halacha that Tumah transmits even at the size of Adasha. Now, when it comes to Arias, the Mishnah also used similar language. Arias is illicit relationships. It says that has real support in the Torah. What do you mean real support? It's written. What's support? So we say, so lo nitzrecha, it's there to teach you, Ella, turn to the last amid of the parak, lo nitzrecha, Ella, labito ma'anusaso, the lo, from the daughter, from his anusaso, the lo ksiva. It's there to teach you the laws of the Isser of one who sleeps with their daughter that came to them, meaning his daughter who came from a victim of rape. So it's example, for example, a case of out of wedlock, Rashi says over here, right? So let's just keep it simple for right now. But rather, anusaso, anusa is when someone is raped. So let's say The Loksi, that's not written in the Torah. Let's see the case. Amar Rava, Amar Li Rabbi Yitzchak. Watch the case. Amar Li Yitzchak Rav Dimi, Asya Heina Heina Asya Zima Zima. It's Xeri Shava. Use the word Heina Heina. That it's usher for a father to sleep with his daughter that he has out of wedlock. And it's learned through Xeri Shava, Zima Zima, that you get Srefa burning for that. So that's not explicitly in the Torah, it's derived. So there's a special isser for sleeping with one's daughter who is born to them out of wedlock. It's a separate limud. It's a different category of incest. That's not written explicitly in the Torah. Rather, that's alluded to in the Torah through this gzeirah shava, this double gzeirah shava that's used. Now the last part of the Gemara. Hein hein gufei Torah. These are the fundamentals of the Torah itself. That whole last group of cases in the Mishnah. Again, what was the last group of cases in the Mishnah? This you should memorize for the Bechina. The last group is Dinim, Avodas, Taharas, Tmeis, Arayas. They have what to rely on, and they are the basis of the Torah. They're the Gufei of the Torah. Hani in, Hanachlo. These are, but the other stuff is not the fundamentals of the Torah. The laws that are not written as explicitly are not the fundamentals of the Torah. Rather, Ela Eima Hein Hein Gufei Torah. Rather, both these and those are the fundamentals. Rather, the last line of the Mishnah is not modifying the last few words. The last line of the Mishnah is modifying the entire Mishnah. So you have to know how to read a Mishnah. The end was not commenting just on the last line. Hein, these, the whole Mishnah is Gufei Torah. On the Bechina, I would ask you a question. When it says at the end of the Mishnah that these are the Gufei of the Torah, at face value, what did you think it referred to? And then in the conclusion, what did you think it referred to? At face value, we thought it referred to just Avodas, Dinim, Arayas, so on and so forth, Tmeis and Taharas. In the conclusion, it referred to the whole entire Mishnah. Shkoyach, everybody. Hadron alacha kol chayavim, hadron alacha kol chayavim, hadron alacha kol chayavim.